When you think of Jiffy Mix, you might think biscuits and corn muffins. But did you know they are also Michigan-made?
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
Howdy Holmes is the president and CEO of Jiffy Mix at Chelsea Milling Company. Let me get this straight. Those Jiffy Mixes I've been using all through the years happened because your grandmother Mabel felt a little sorry for a young visitor?
My father and his identical twin brother, Dudley, the boys, as I refer to them, when they were growing up here in Chelsea, they had a friend who was being raised by a single parent, the young man's father. And Howard and Dudley invited their friend over for lunch, but he was a little reluctant because his dad had made him a bag lunch. So finally, the young man kind of said, yeah, okay, I'll come over for lunch. And my grandmother, who knew this young man was being raised by a single parent man, was real curious to look into this young guy's bag lunch to see what, you know, his dad had done. And she opened the lunch bag, and right on top was a biscuit, which she described looked more like a white hockey puck than a biscuit. And in those days, all baking was done from scratch. I mean, purely from scratch.
Sure.
So anyway, she looked at this white hockey puck thing, and she had this thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to invent a product that would save people time in the kitchen and be so easy even a man could do it? So, and that's how it started. And she went to work with the help of a couple of vendors for that supply shortening and so on. So there you go. You know, invented the product, the very first ever mix, period, dot, and came up with the word Jiffy, and the rest, as they say, is kind of history.
And Howdy, I think it's remarkable. There have been businesses that have had their beginnings in Michigan, but then have packed up and moved elsewhere. Here you are, still in Chelsea, still in Michigan, sending those blue boxes out really across the country and around the world.
Well, we do, and there's some reasons for that. Really, aside from the fact that this is where it all started, and as Midwesterners, we're pretty principled about things, we get most of our wheat, probably 85% of our wheat, from the state of Michigan that's growing up in the Thumb area.
So it really is a product that isn't of the mitten.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you, the next time I open up my box of biscuit mix, I'm going to be thinking of Mabel and how she felt bad for that young man and said, even a man should be able to make this.
Well, it's so easy, even a man can do it. I guess that's got to be pretty simple, huh?